USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Northern California, the so-called Camp Fire has claimed the lives of 42 people so far, making it the deadliest wildfire in California history. And the number could go higher as there are scores of people listed as missing. Most of the remains collected have been found in the devastated town of Paradise. Cal Fire Director Ken Pimlott says,
there's no words that describe what the town of Paradise looks like now. It's sobering. We talked to some victims. We toured town center. We went to the hospital, and it's a war zone.
Speaking there on Fox News, the Camp Fire, one of several fires raging in that state. Amazon confirming this morning it's splitting its new headquarters between Arlington, Virginia, and a site in Queens, New York. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump reminding France again this morning that the U.S. helped save it from Germany in World Wars I and II. In a tweet this morning, the president took issue with French President Macron's recent suggestion that Europe should form its own army to protect it from the United States, as well as China and Russia.
And now it's time to get to work.
That's the Democrat in an Arizona U.S. Senate race, Kyrsten Sinema, the apparent winner now of that Senate seat that had been held by Republican Jeff Flake, who's not seeking re-election. Last night, her opponent, Republican Martha McSally, conceded and congratulated Sinema in a video posted online.
I just called Kyrsten Sinema and congratulated her on becoming Arizona's first female senator after a hard-fought battle.
CNN is suing President Trump and several top White House officials, demanding White House correspondent Jim Acosta's media credentials be restored immediately after the White House suspended them last week. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The San Francisco 49ers supporting some of the young survivors of the deadly Camp Fire, which, as we told you, continues to burn in Northern California. The Niners hosted the Paradise High School football team, their cheerleaders and coaching staff, at last night's Monday night game against the Giants. The special guests on the field with the Niners for a moment of silence for the fire victims. Fans worldwide continue to mourn the death of comic book legend Stan Lee yesterday at the age of 95. Lee created or co-created Black Panther, Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Mighty Thor, Fantastic Four, Iron Man, the Incredible Hulk, and Ant-Man, among countless other characters. Lee got started in comics in 1939, joining Timely Comics as an office assistant. The publisher founded by Lee's cousin-in-law, Martin Goodman, would eventually transform into Marvel Comics in 1961. Lee ran and wrote for Marvel until 1972, when then he took on the role of publisher. As for Lee's passing on Monday morning at Cedars-Sinai Hospital, BBC entertainment reporter Steve Smith puts it this way.
Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Iron Man, and the rest will continue to slug it out without Stan Lee. But the film studios have lost the most precious figure they ever got their hands on. Ideas, man.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.